Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Early today, Spanish police shot and killed four suspected terrorists in Cambrils, a resort that's south of Barcelona, where a terrorist drove a van into pedestrians, killing 13 and injuring 100. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy calls the van attack jihadist terrorism. Here's U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
Our consulates in Barcelona and our entire Mission Spain team are currently assisting Americans in Spain who are affected by these events. We ask U.S. citizens in the area to let your loved ones know you are safe. Terrorists around the world should know the United States and our allies are resolved to find you and bring you to justice.
Islamic State claiming responsibility for the Barcelona attack. Top U.S. General Joe Dumford says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy, a commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan Ground Commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between the Afghan forces and the Taliban. The comment came a day after a U.S. soldier was killed and other American and Afghan troops were injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Hong Kong's legal chief denied any political motive in seeking jail for three pro-democracy activists today, responding to a Reuters report that he had overruled other legal officials who had initially advised against pursuing the case. An appeals court jailed three leaders of the Chinese-ruled city's democracy movement for 6 to 8 months. This is VOA News.